In 3, 2, 1. The Ohio Ballot Board has adopted new language for the ballot summary that voters will see when they cast ballots on a proposed redistricting constitutional amendment. This happened after the Ohio Supreme Court ruled the original language was defective, saying it misleads voters. There was a lot of debate between Democrats and Republican members of the board over the new summary. Republican board member Keith Faber says it's not possible to make this summary easy to understand.
We can either put the complete language or we can do a summary. But if you do a summary, you have to make sure you don't get it wrong. Well, in this time period, at this crunch, my fear is that if we do a summary, we're going to get it wrong because, frankly, I didn't draft the confusing selection process that's in the constitutional amendment.
But Ann Henniker with Voters First, the group that's backing the proposed amendment, says there's no reason why the board couldn't have used shorter, more concise language, especially when the court did.
It was very easy for the court to do it. It seemed to be very confusing to the ballot board to be able to do that. Would have been a very easy thing to do to adopt the court's language. It was very clear.
Ohio voters will get their say on the issue soon. Absentee ballots will be going out later this month.